You're going to have a riot on your hands. I eyed the line outside, where a group of determined women crowded by the door, a few going so far as to bang on the store windows. My shoulders tensed. These women were out for blood. This was a take-no-prisoner situation. I could see it in their eyes. The thrill of the hunt ran through them, and they would eat me for breakfast. This was my worst nightmare. I hadn't signed up for this. I mean, I worked here, so technically I had. If you can call my employment via emotional manipulation from my boyfriend's family a choice. I only worked at Davidson's discount store because I was dating the owner's son, and somehow hadn't put up a fight when they had insisted I join the family retail business after losing my job as a tech writer for a medical systems company. It was a toss-up which job had bored me more. But at least the tech writing gig had been virtual, and I had actually used my degree. Alas, the higher-ups had frowned on my comparing the sound of snoring to a dragon's roar to describe the benefits of a sleep apnea device. Apparently, I had a history of sprinkling in references to magical elements far more than I'd been aware of, and I'd been quietly asked to leave with the suggestion that I stick to creative writing. When John's family had immediately insisted I join them at Davidson's discount, because that's what family does, Rose, I hadn't had the energy to say no. Frankly, I hadn't had the energy to do much of late, and it had just been easier to go along with it when they gave me an apron and a key to the shop. That being said, taking the easy way out was starting to look a lot like I was about to get mauled for the latest trending color of a 40-ounce water bottle. Apparently, TikTok had kicked off the need for a mustard-colored water bottle with neon pink writing on it. And for some unknown reason, we were the only store in the metro area to get a shipment of them. What had my life become? When did I stop caring enough to voice my opinion, to stand up for myself? Lately, I felt it was just easier to say nothing because everyone else's voices had grown so much louder. And what I really craved was the quiet. A lovely, quiet life, without fluorescent lighting and neon discount price stickers, without my bland boyfriend, who I held on to because I was afraid of change, of rocking the boat, of doing anything, really. Nothing had lit me up, excited me, got my juices running, so to speak, in ages. I could feel down to the very marrow of my bones that I needed to make a change, but I just hadn't been able to bring myself to do it. Not yet. Maybe if I had some direction or found a passion that excited me, then I'd finally work up the courage to walk away from Davidson's discount store and the tedium of selling products I cared little for. They didn't even have a book section. Everyone said you needed to take the bull by the horns. But have you seen bulls? They're terrifying. I was so not the type to wave a red flag at my future. Couldn't courage come in the form of 1,000 tiny steps neatly written out on a checklist in my color-coded and indexed notebook? I eyed the feral women outside. Where did they get their energy? Maybe I could bottle some of it, and it would make me become bold and fearsome, ready to take on the world and do exciting things with my life. Yes, I saw that in all caps, like when I scrolled Instagram and saw everyone out living their big lives. Maybe I didn't need a big life, but I definitely needed a different one. A buzzer sounded, and I choked, taking a step back.
Now, Rose, you'll want to stand here to greet everyone.
Still, he called me Rose, no matter how many times I'd asked him to call me Rosie. Even my mother had deemed me bland as an infant and had graced me with the deplorable name of Rose Withers. Getting people to call me Rosie had been a lifelong battle, but it was my small attempt at growth, like a flower reaching for sunshine instead of withering into sadness like my name suggested. John's hand came up and squeezed the back of my neck, and I looked up at him in disbelief. Greet? John, there's no greeting. They're going to run us over and beat us over the head with their purses until they get every one of these cups. The smartest thing we can do is move out of the way and let them at it.
But we need to tell them about our early Black Friday deals.
They don't care about your crappy deals on your crappy mass-produced crap. I wanted to shout at him,